thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 9, verses 42 to 48. Now you recall that we're trying to pick our way through this very difficult section of scripture, very difficult to understand and apply in its fullness. And so far we have seen that Christ is addressing his disciples on the question of sin, 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 sin. The responsibility of the sinner, causes, 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 these words have come over and over. And we've also seen that sin is a question of the heart, it's not just a question of outward things, sins, yes, but it's sin really, it's the inward, is the heart, is the newness of heart we need. Now, I want to move on in this discourse to think of the next aspect of this passage. Jesus says we should think of others. Now, how does he describe these others? Let me read the relevant verse to you. Mark chapter 9, verse 42. If anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. Mark chapter 9, verse 42. Now he's speaking about children. Now if you go back to verse 36, just before, a little child and so on, and earlier in the context too, we've had children. Now, is he speaking literally of children? It's quite possible, but I don't think so. I don't think that's the real meaning here. Verse 42, after all, talks about these little ones who believe in me. I don't think he's speaking of children here. I think he is speaking of believers, maybe, you may say, weak believers, new believers, I don't know, young believers, I don't know, but believers. And you remember John, when he writes his letter, 1 John chapter 2, you will find it in several verses, 1, 12, 18, 28, my little children, my little children, my little children. This is his phrase. Now, where did he get this from? Well, you may say he's an old man writing. Well, fair enough, I'll accept that. But I still think that it comes from places like this. I think Jesus is speaking about believers here. And I think he's speaking about what my sin will do to these other believers. And Jesus is making me think about my sin, my lifestyle, my words, my thoughts, my actions. How do they impinge on others? Believers especially. It's my sin, my life, it affects me. But how does it affect others? Remember John Donne said, no man's an island. None of us are separate and complete in ourselves. And I have to think of others. Now this is a very big subject and we need to go into Romans and 1 Corinthians for passages there, chapters there, dealing with this very issue of how we treat others, how we think of others, especially in regard to sin. But what's the point here? If anyone causes one of these little ones, believers, in me to sin, it'd be better for him. Now, the old authorized version, the King James version, has something along the lines of offends a believer. That is not the point. It causes a believer to stumble, is the word scandalize. If my action, my words, my lifestyle, encourages, leads, provokes, or whatever the word you want, another believer to sin, I have to bear the can for that, carry the can for that. I have to bear the responsibility for that. We all copy one another. We're all watching each other. And so much of church life and believers' life is copycat religion. We copy what others do. Very few originals. And here the thought is that I can sin, I can do something, and I can be this and be that, and I don't think of others. You'll find in Corinthians, you'll find 1 Corinthians, you'll find it in Romans, Paul speaks about, we have to think of others. We have to bear in mind that my actions, I have to bear in mind that my actions, my words, my life can affect others. The same for you, my friend, my brother and sister in Christ. We can be a scandal, cause scandalous behavior for believers. We can be a stumbling block to them. I've got to ask myself, am I a help or am I a hindrance? Am I a trigger on a mousetrap that will catch an unsuspecting believer? I am accountable. If a young believer sees me do this, will he do it? Will he be emboldened to sin? And I have to think about this. What does Christ think of it? That's the question. Well, he tells us it'd be better. If that man causes another believer to be scandalized, offended and hurt and brought into sin and ruin him, Peter writes about this, our actions destroying these people for whom Christ died, you know, have a big effect on them. Well, then it'd be better for him if he was cast into the sea with this millstone. I have been walking in the Peak District and I've seen millstones, huge, great things. How they got them up the hillside, I don't know. Great slabs of granite or sandstone or whatever it is, gritstone, and with a great hole in the middle. Imagine that around somebody's neck and chucked into the sea. This is a terrible punishment. In fact, this whole passage is graphic, as we know, as I shall come on to in a later discourse. Here's another graphic passage. It's a terrible thing, you know, a responsibility that I have to bear in mind. Sin is a fearful thing. It's not a joke. I know it's the stuff of novels. I know it's the stuff of the TV and the DVD and the film. I know all that, but it's not a joke. It's not a trivial thing. Christ could not be more solemn about it. If your hand causes you to offend, if your eye, it was very serious words here. We should come to them, but here in this passage now, it'd be better that a large millstone be attached to him and he chucked into the sea. Well, I think it's a figurative thing, but I think it's a solemn thing, and I think it's a very serious thing, and it's a spiritual thing, and I think we need to, well, I'm sure, you know, thinking about it, we need to bear this in mind, brother and sister. Unbeliever, you can see sin is not something to fool with. Christ is saying these words to believers. Imagine what he's going to say to you, my friend. And your highest sin is you have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, as I've explained to you many times. John chapter 3, John chapter 12, and so on. John chapter 16. It's all there, it's really clear. May God deliver us from fooling with sin. It is a very, very serious thing. And I may appeal to all believers too, although we look at others, let's keep our eyes upon Christ, the sinless one. Amen.